Welcome to 5 months in already. You've got me for the intro as everyone's asleep after a Scotland road trip, but that is for a future episode. We've almost hit the half-year mark of this wild ride called parenting. In today's episode, we're peeling back the curtain on our lives, which, like Tilly's chunky and nutty banana bread, is a delicious blend of sweet moments and chaotic crumbs. We'll celebrate the richness of family with grandparent tales, contemplate the spirituality of naming days, and chuckle over the unexpected humour in baby's innocent gestures.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows, and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
5 months, baby.
Listen, it's a bit of a milestone week.
I can't believe almost half a year. That seems mental to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like we've been parents that long.
No, it's still creeping up on me.
There we are. A whole, almost half a year with you.
Because it's strange, because I'm used to the idea that I've got her, but I'm not used to the idea that I'm a parent.
Isn't... I know, I keep hearing stuff about Mother's Day, and I'm like, I don't think about that's for me now. I'm like, oh God, what are we going to do for my mum and your mum? And grandparents and grandmas and stuff. And I'm like, oh wait, people got to do things for me this year. It's my day as well now. Because last year I was pregnant for Mother's Day and you got me a card and that was nice. Obviously, it's what?
Just feel like you're laying on the great expectations for.
No.
It sounded a bit like, yeah, last year I was pregnant and I got a card. This year I've got a baby.
I'm sitting on a Lamborghini. No, but you know, obviously more meaningful now she's here and with us because we were still nervous at that time when we were pregnant on Mother's Day last year. Bebe is very wiggly and energetic this morning. She's on one today, isn't she?
Yeah, you might need to put her back on a boobie.
I might need to. All right. Stay with Mama 1 second.
So, we've already eaten breakfast. So, once again, I know we say that we.
But we have got homemade goods this week.
Over, 1 second. I know we say we record this podcast over dinner. But as my energetic wife was reminding me, we currently are eating, I'm eating banana bread that she lovingly made.
And it's monster. I call it monster banana bread just because it's got everything in it. So it's your classic banana bread recipe, which I am quite well known for. I make a pretty good banana bread producer to myself. And then I've shoved it full of everything. So I've loads of stuff in the cupboard I wanted to use up. So we've got toasted almonds, macadamias, because we're bougie.
Ooh.
And it's got a little bit of halva in it. Not enough that you wouldn't like it, but just, there was like a little bit left in the tub that I wanted to use up. So some pistachio halva. It's also got some dark chocolate chunks and some hazelnut milk chocolate in it. So nutty.
Mm.
And then you've got a cup of tea with some sugar because it's the weekend. And
weekend,
you've also, baby. You've also now got an off, you know, what's that say? Bougie, queenie. Princessy, I mean, you won't take tea without sugar now.
I mean, I'll still take it. I just really don't actually like it that much. It's a bit too tanniny.
Well, you tell me if you don't like it.
Well, I more think that I need to slowly decrease the amount of sugar.
That's fair enough. I thought I had done that with you.
No, going from 1 to 0 is a very, literally a binary difference. It needs to be like a...
Put you down from 2.
Yeah, it needs to be like 1 to 3 quarters to half to a quarter to... Because it's... It's a very different taste of zero sugar.
Well, I'm sure. And I've got a lovely cup of coffee with some collagen in it, protein coffee. And I've got a square of dark chocolate and 3 Brazil nuts.
Oh.
Hey there. Wild. Where are you going? Can I turn on?
I have to do some editing later, but that's fine.
Oh.
Cool. Get the side eye from baby.
She's like, I don't get banana bread. Not yet. Wait till you're waiting, baby. Mum will make you sugar-free banana bread.
But she's been trying bananas.
Yeah. She's not bothered by food. She's reaching for food when we have it now, but I think that's more just because she's reaching for stuff than it's food.
Yeah.
She's trying to put a hand in my hot coffee. I'm like, one, don't try and waste Mum's coffee. She wants it. And two, I think you're ready for coffee yet.
No, it'll be a good few years.
Yeah. If you like the taste, I'll give you decaf. That's fine. You're not having caffeine for a while.
Daddy will think you're a bit weird if you like a touch of coffee, to be honest.
Mum will think you're weird like a taste of tea, but there you go. Whose side are you going to pick? Oh, are you going to like hot brown?
Oh, yeah. Mixing the two. All right.
She's getting very kicky now, isn't she?
Yeah, she just keeps kicking
the fuck out of my mind. I was trying to work while feeding her yesterday. She kept trying to kick my laptop off the armchair. Very difficult problem. Anyway, this week, you're back home again. Not wanting work every day. So that's
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So we went in on Monday, and then after that, I was working from home the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's been lovely. Whereas I was in work 2 days this week. So that was a bit different, wasn't it?
And how did you find it?
I think there's always that bit before I go in where I'm like, I don't want to go in. Just as you know, it's like it's an hour drive, and an hour coming home. And it's part of me is kind of like, oh, it's more productive, actually, to work from home because I'm not, because I have, I have a limited window where I can work before I need to come home and feed her.
Yeah.
And then I've got to sort of take 2 hours out of that for the drive.
Yeah.
Also, I do work once I'm home, sort of make up the hours. But it was good. And yesterday I was sitting on some training that I organised before I'd gone on leave, so that was nice to see that actually happening. On Thursday, my mum looked after her as always, and she went to see Nanny Gramps. They loved her. They gave her £40.
Whoa! In hard cash money.
Hard cash money. In fresh £20 notes. Spend on stuff for you, so you're going to get some new baby grows. I mean, I won't spend £20 on new baby grows, but...
40
quid even. Wait, 20. So, well, actually, money's left over for fun things. Sweeties!
Well, she's not allowed to eat four.
No, not sweeties.
So they'll be in a cupboard for 4 years.
Yeah. Then mum will have them. You get my kerosene through mum's milk. And then on Friday, actually, my dad looking after, didn't we, for the first time. He's been to visit her, but he's not looked after her by himself yet. So that was sort of starting out. Because we'd like, you know, all our parents to have quite a good involvement and so.
Yeah.
Also, my mum sees her for weeks. So they've already got a really good relationship, my mum and my pops. But your mum and my dad see her a lot less and don't really spend time solidly with her.
But also, I think it's a very different mindset. You're like my mum and your dad versus your pops and your mum.
Yeah.
Because they've already got young grandchildren. And so they've had that phase of realizing that you've got to go back into that sort of kids TV presenter, bubbly, excitable.
Yeah.
Whereas I think for both your dad and my mum, that's still something that they're trying to adjust to, as it were.
Well, yeah. And also, like, my mum and my pops took to being grandparents really well. They were super excited about being grandparents.
Yeah.
And really wanted to be involved grandparents and wanted to make sure they, like, look after the kids and build that relationship and be that sort of secondary parental figures for them. And so they went into it like that, whereas I think your mum and my dad don't have that same view of grandparents.
Yeah.
But then I think it's that person that you see infrequently and they sort of treat you and then they go.
Yeah, probably.
Which is, you know, how a lot of grandparents are, but I think you and me are wanting them to be more the involved ones if possible.
Yeah, so we can be less involved, though.
Well, no, it's just that we know there's more benefits to multi-generational bringing up of children.
Yeah, and in all seriousness, it's a handy, given that,
yeah,
you know, I mean, your dad's a bit of a way away, but my mum's only an hour away, so...
And, like, dad just stays with us, doesn't he? And that's also quite nice. My dad lives, not by himself, he's got lodgers, but he's alone, as it were. He hasn't got a partner. But he is, like, he's single.
He's literally not alone, given that he's got lodgers in his house. But, yes.
He's partnerless.
At least it's better than going, he's loveless.
Yeah, he's definitely not loveless. And so he just stays with us for a night or two around it, which is nice. We get to have dinner with him and see him. And it's obviously not such a big fact.
It's always awkward what to do in the evening because we can't fit the three of us on the sofa. So he's sit on an armchair. Now, our armchairs don't face the projector. It was fine when we had the mirror behind us. Now, we don't have the mirror behind us. I always just kind of feel a bit awkward because I'm like, I've reached the end of the day. I just want to put something on telly and just watch something. And then I'm like, but you can't see what's going on.
I mean, it's also probably quite good for us to not have a TV night.
Oh,
I know. And also, you've got to remember, like, once Zoe's eating, we will be eating at the table. You won't be eating for the TV at the same.
Oh,
because that's really important. Family dinner times.
Yes.
Fine,
Mum.
But I think it was quite a shock to Dad, wasn't it? He's obviously not been around babies for a long time.
Yeah,
and he's forgotten that. Yeah, she's not running around and stuff yet, but she still needs a lot of involvement and attention.
Yeah.
So he took her to Rhyme Time. That was just at the road, so he pushed her the pram up to there. My dad's got quite bad arthritis in his ankles. And so walking's quite hard for him. And so the time he got back, he was kind of a bit tired and sore and I think a bit fed up.
And she was having quite an easy day.
Yeah.
And she settles a lot easier if she's being sort of bounced while standing.
Yeah.
And so I think your dad found that a bit frustrating because, you know, his ankles had already hurt from going up and down to round time. And then trying to having to keep kind of settling her by standing and walking to the window, to the back door and all that. I think a lot of steps versus what he's used to, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's kicking up the arse to get himself in better shape for granddad time. Because you want him around for a long time. We want him to be an involved granddad, but you've actually got to be fairly fit to be a good grandparent, I think.
Yeah, I think you've got to be fairly fit to look after the kids in any capacity.
Yeah, but obviously it's as hard to build a yet, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, so in some ways, even if you're young, but you've still got some, you've still got the energy of youth, as it were.
Like, I'm intrigued by what it's going to be like, your granddad versus my grand, because your granddad, her great granddad on your side, obviously spends a lot of time trying to stay fit.
Yeah, his new thing is his rowing machine.
Yeah, yeah. Which was my granddad's old thing, but he actually got told off for using it too much because he used to use it too infrequently. And now that he's got a pacemaker, I think he got told that he had to just do more light exercise, as it were, rather than trying to do lots of rowing every so often. So he's, nice. She's just spluttered. You'll probably hear that on the mic. A bit of sick.
Not much probably burp, shouldn't she?
You're happy with yourself now, aren't you?
She is. After she expels, she's always quite happy. After she does a massive poo, everything like that, you're always pretty happy with yourself, aren't you? She's better than being distressed, I suppose.
Yeah. And so my granddad doesn't really row anymore. And so he tries to stay fit in terms of he tries to stretch. And he wants to keep his mobility. But they're both very healthy for their age. Just your granddad obviously is doing a lot of exercise, whereas mine, unfortunately, with the pacemaker and stuff like that, is limited in kind of what he can do. Your granddad's, like you say, into rowing, TRX.
Yeah. He tries to eat quite healthy, doesn't he? Like, he does that 5-2 diet.
Well, seems to be a grandparent. So.
Well, I think that's quite an easy way of doing a diet, isn't it? And it also means they can still drink most of the time.
Yeah. That's the next thing I was going to say. Because both our grandparents do like to drink.
Yeah. A generation that have evening wine, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas to us, that's such a weird thing.
You drink it every day.
Yeah. Like, yeah, when was the last time you drank?
Christmas.
When was the last time I drank? I think I must have had a pint maybe 2-3 weeks ago. But like, unless I'm with people, you don't count.
We don't count.
Unless I'm like with other people and other people are drinking, I won't have one. So yeah, it must be Nick's birthday, I think, was the last time I drank.
Yeah.
So what was that? Yeah, that was mid-Feb. So yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's very sporadic with us, isn't it?
Yeah, so sometimes I might have drunk for like 2 months and sometimes I might have drunk might drink 3 times a week or something, but it's never really like a...
Yeah, it's like, even at Christmas, I was like, I'm breastfeeding, so I wasn't drinking masses. I think I had like a couple of glasses here and there. Not had like a proper drink since the New Year's before. Yeah. And then after that, I got progress with you, so that stopped that. However, next weekend's
Tilly's birthday.
No,
I don't.
Erin's birthday. So I've got me and two of my best friends to all turn 30 within March. So Auntie Erin, Zoe's guardian, turns 30 on Friday, on the 8th, and we're going to be partying hard on Saturday, which is gonna be great fun. Zoe's actually having her first sleepover at Nana's, so maybe on next Sunday on Mother's Day we'll do a recording. And you could have a hungover one of me. That's going to be like your first time I've had a proper drink. So I'm going to, one, be absolutely lightweight, and two, just don't know how it's going to affect me. I don't generally get hangovers. I just feel really tired and not my best the next day. But this could be it. You know, almost 30. Maybe I'm going to get hangovers now.
And then on Tuesday, it is your 30th.
Yeah. The big 3-0. I feel fine with turning 30. It doesn't bother me. I think it's a privileged age.
Supposedly,
get better with age.
Supposedly, you're most likely to have an affair in the year ending with 9, because everybody measures things in tens. And so,
now people freak out and have an affair.
Yeah.
Well, I've stayed affair free. Did you stay affair free in your last
year? I'm pretty sure I did, unless something happened in my sleep that I don't recall. In which case, I don't count.
Maybe it's like in Rick and Morty when you have night and day you, and your night you have it.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I've not had a festive pass unless I do it in the next week or so. That's just unlikely. She's a pretty good tie. I think I want to go like quick shag with her. It was we've not shagged. I don't think I'm going to shag anyone else. But tonight, as we say all the time, maybe. But actually, next weekend we are.
You're so excited about
it. Of course I'm excited.
Sex in like 3 weeks' time.
It's not 3 weeks, it's a week time now.
Okay, but you've been excited about it for 3 weeks.
Have you not?
No, because I've just thought to myself, if this really matters, we can manufacture a way of doing it sooner.
It does really matter, but it's just with her, isn't it? And it's nice to do that, her not being here. Like, yeah. That's quite exciting to me. Like,
yeah.
We can have sex, and there's not a risk of her waking up, just having to stop and be interrupted. She won't be here. We can do it. We could do it multiple times. We could do it really slowly. It's going to be like, quickly, just put it in. You know? That's quite exciting. Yeah, and then it's Mother's Day. First Mother's Day.
Ooh.
Oh. Move that bib around.
Sometimes you're vomiting at the thoughts of your own.
Well, that's how eventually we're going to make you a sibling, so.
That's not how your brother was raised. Fatty boy the dog. That's what I mean by that.
We've got a surprise kid.
Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please like, review, and subscribe to our podcast?
Bubba is really discovering her hands now, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She sort of like will cry sometimes and stop and just look at her hands and be like, wow, my God, my hand. Yeah. And then suddenly she realizes that she can move her feet as well. And you see her again looking at her hands and her feet. And she's like, what? My mind is blown.
I think it must be so strange when she feels her hands touch her feet. It's like short circuit.
But when she does her hands touch each other, she does this and she's like holding her hands and she's like, whoa.
Touch all four at once and you'll just melt. Just psychologically melt.
Well, she's going to get paraded about next weekend. And she's at Mum's. Mum's going to go to the pub.
And
she's also got all her girlfriends coming over. They're going to have a little cuddle with you. I used to babysit all my mum's friends' kids when I was younger. So it's going to be a long time. And they can babysit life.
Now they're all going to be like, oh, it's just 3-4 more years until this is for me.
Well, some of them already got. One of them's already got grandkids.
Oh, okay.
What we've been doing this week is Bubba, isn't it? And her party. So we were talking about christenings or dedications.
Okay, I didn't know we were talking about this on here.
You don't have to.
No, I don't mind talking about it on here.
So it's quite interesting to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
Is there something else you want to talk about?
No, I'm happy. I mean, we can talk about all sorts.
We've so much to talk about. We've got such a rich pool.
You know, she's been, like I say, she's been discovering her hands. She's been sitting up. She's always loved sitting up, but she's now definitely addicted to it. You have to be vertical, don't you? You're not a horizontal.
You want to be in the world, involved in it, don't you? You're not passive. I think we were never going to raise a passive child. She's definitely not that. She's very curious, which is great. Curious is a lot more at work, I think, if you're a curious child. You have to constantly show things to them and explore and answer their questions and stuff. But I'd much rather that.
Well, I think you don't really need to worry when they're older. Because if they're curious, they kind of, it's a lot of hard work up front, and then they kind of set themselves up for life. Whereas if you're just very passive and just let the world go by, you then spend your adult life being like, well, you spend your adult parent life kind of worrying like,
are they going to do anything?
Yeah.
But I think probably most of the time passive people raise passive people. But we're both very curious people. I said to my mum earlier, because we were talking about Zoe, how curious she is. She's like, oh, it's great. You were exactly the same. I was like, I know. I remember all my report cards from school being like, she's very inquisitive. And they were saying it obviously in an annoying way because I was constantly asking questions, which teachers should like. Obviously, I imagine can't get a big rating. Just got all the little kids. They're like, why?
I think you are more curious probably from an academic perspective. I was more curious from a troublemaking perspective in that I wanted to see I liked physical repercussions of things. So often that meant things would get broken. Because it'd be like, what happens if this and what happens if these two things, or what happens if I throw this thing, or what happens if, I stamp on this thing, what happens? So it was always a curiosity, but it was quite annoying for teachers to have to handle, because it was like, it was an exploration of the physical world, be it like running into bushes or, picking stuff out of trees, eating things, or.
I definitely wasn't academic. I wouldn't say academic with my curiosity.
More theoretical, as it were.
Yeah. I wanted to know why and how things worked.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't as bothered by the why, I was more bothered by the how, and that was the physical how.
And often I'd ask things that they wouldn't necessarily expect me to ask. And I think they would throw them a little bit. And it made things teachers uncomfortable. I never said why it made them uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, I want to know these things. You know, why wouldn't you tell me that? Or like I'd ask them questions about, I remember in RE making one of my teachers cry. I was like, I just want to know things. Why am I crying about it? Because asking questions about Jesus and stuff. And I've not been raised religious. I made to write an essay and I wrote one about how Jesus could have been considered a terrorist of his time, which is kind of true.
Yeah, no, I mean, the
very anti-establishment.
You're a bit before your time because there was quite a controversial, was it a film or series that was all about that?
I don't know.
In the last 5-10 years.
Maybe they ripped it off my essay.
Maybe they've stolen it from you.
Yeah. Definitely would have been literary gold.
But I think, like, how pathetic do you need to be as a teacher to find that, like, so, like, it's a kid's opinion.
I know. And I wasn't mean about it. I wasn't being malicious. I wasn't being like, oh, he's a piece of shit. You know, I was just like, you know, explaining what he could have been considered. And then she was like, how good was that? And I was just like, well, tell me why he isn't. Explain to me, like, why he couldn't be considered that. I get, like, I won't say he was a bad person.
Yeah.
Also, everyone who does these things thinks they're right and not a bad person. Do you know what I mean? Terrorism is generally for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with terrorism. I'm just saying the person who's doing it obviously thinks they're in the right.
Yeah.
And their followers are going to think they're in the right. And that's just like, if you're a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus.
That's the name, a follower of Christ.
But, yeah. So I've always been like that. And I don't like it accepting sort of just the standard answer. Or like people being too like rigid in their thinking. I'm like,
yeah, that's the problem that I have. It's when people just tell me to do things, if I don't know the why, it doesn't get done very well. Whereas if someone explains the why and I'm like, actually, that's reasonably good, I'll go after it wholeheartedly. But if I think I'm just being asked to do a job for a job's sake, it's a bit of a shit to ask, really.
I think you're often like that with your opinions, aren't you? Like, we'll discuss things and you'll be like, no. And I'll be like, well, think about this. And you'll be like, oh, okay. So you're someone who's got very strong opinions, but you're not open to other opinions, which is what I really love about you. Because if you believe something, you'll really fight for it. But if we're discussing something and you can see other reasons, other opinions, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I never thought about it from that angle. And
strong opinions loosely held.
Yeah.
I think it's important because you've got to be it. Because I think you need to have, firstly, like you say, you need to be able to fight for things.
Yeah.
And secondly, you need to be able to actually, you know, in this world, so many people either don't have an opinion or just have an opinion that they either won't consider or haven't considered.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most of mine are either considered or I'm open to considering them. Hence why a few weeks ago I ended up having a fun discussion with the Reading Communist Party. Didn't I so?
Have good Jehovah's.
Oh yeah, we had the Jehovah's round as well, discussing with them.
Yeah.
I was trying not to discuss with them. I was just going to let them say their piece, going to take their little manuscripts and then crack on with my day. And you were like, don't like women.
I don't like women. I don't think it's just the best environment for him. The guy at the back had a really annoying face. I couldn't ignore him. I was like, all right, let's fucking go. That's right, there we go. The guy at the front was always right. He was quite friendly. Nice guy. Yeah. Cool coat. But the guy sitting at the back, I was like, you've got a smug little pricky face. Let's have it.
I was just like, I can't be bothered with this shit right now, but I don't want to be rude to you. So say your piece. I'll take your little pamphlet. I'll read it while I'm next taking a shit, and then I'll toss it. And you were like, let's have a discussion about whether Jehovah's are great for women or not. Which brings us back round to the topic of christening. I guess I believe in a God, and I think it is likely the Christian God. I am usually quite wary of discussing that because when you talk about religion, people... I'm very hesitant to say what I believe in because people aren't asking you what you believe in. People are trying to align you with what they believe your beliefs are.
Yeah.
I.e. they've got a preconception of what Christianity is or whatever religion it is. And so people are often quite taken aback when you kind of go, oh, I'm this religion or that religion, because they kind of go, I didn't think you would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. And that's because people always have their own kind of... It's something that everyone's got a view of, and people don't ever really seek to understand what your view of it is. People just then decide to align you with their view of it.
Yeah.
So And for that reason, I don't actually, you know, I'm yet to find a church that I kind of agree with, because I think that it's something that can span so many viewpoints and can be so different in how people decide to live their faith. And I think that it's an individual, you know, the whole premise of it is that you have a relationship with whoever your deity is, as it were, like whoever you believe in. That's a personal thing. And so I'm always hesitant to create this group think whereby, you know, I entrust one person who stands on a stage to tell me how I should feel. Because, I mean, the way I think about it is I would never get married to somebody that I never got to physically meet. And the only way I got to know about them was through someone else. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you were married, you never met the person, and every once a week you just went to a service with loads of other people, and they constantly told you how you should feel about your partner?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a very weird concept, as it were. That's kind of how I think about it. And I just think that it's an individual relationship, and therefore I'm very hesitant about it. But, and that's for a load of, you know, deeper and other reasons to do with my dad earlier on in life and lots of things that I don't really want to go into right now, because that is like a whole podcast episode of shite. And so given that, I want to do a blessing, which is effectively the idea of, you know, to provide. So the idea being that God blesses her, and I hope, you know, if she was to unfortunately die or whatever, she could go to heaven. Because obviously, you know, I'm not trying to say that kids who die don't, but you don't know, as it were.
Yeah.
And to me, this is just maybe a way of increasing the chances.
Hedge your bets.
Yeah, hedging your bets effectively. Now, the options are kind of to christen, to dedicate, or to bless, or what was the other one?
You can have a naming ceremony if she's not religious.
Yeah, naming ceremony. So, you know, there are all these different options, and so christening is one of them, of which, you know, and I don't want to do, because I think you should have the choice. So, for example, I'm not baptized, just because I'm not yet at the point that I think I'm willing to make that commitment, because I don't, you know, I don't feel like I'm, you know, I don't have a church, so I wouldn't know where I'd get baptized. I don't really have a Christian community that I'm part of, partly because I want to find my own relationship first. Therefore, I don't want to enforce kind of any viewpoints or beliefs, or have her make decisions before she's able to. And therefore, blessing is the one that I think suits best. I get that obviously it's not a solid agreement whereby the church suddenly say at the age of 16, when she says, "I'm not religious," they go, "Well, your parents made a decision for you.
Tough shit you are now."
but still, it's just a case of, you know, having her actually make a choice for herself. Yeah, more boobie.
And also, I guess it fits better into our blend of religiousness and non-religiousness, because although I wouldn't have had a problem if you decided you wanted her to be christened, if that meant a lot to you, absolutely fine with it. Like, you know, we got married in the church. And so through our relationship, we've made it work, because it's always been a discussion for us. You know, when we first met, I remember, not necessarily first met, but we've been dating for a while, and I remember sitting down with you one morning going, "Look, like, I know you're religious. I have no issue with that. You know, I'm supportive of that. I'm not religious. You know, is this at some point going to be a problem for us in our relationship?" And we, you know, that was a discussion we had at that point. You know, we decided it wasn't, because I was fine with being part of the community. Like, I've attended church in the past, and I'm happy to do so again. Because for me, it's not just the religion, it is the community you build around it.
Big fuck, baby girl.
Big fuck, baby girl. And this is just the next step in our discussion for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It definitely feels more fitting for us to have a dedication.
Yeah. So I need to get on with that at some point, or I can just make it a first day.
So that's just something that we just sort of come to discuss this week. We've been sort of discussing it on and off, haven't we, for a while. I know we could get a christened, and, you know, like you said earlier, people get christened and they don't necessarily feel dedicated to the church. But I think you and me both believe that if you make a commitment, then you've made a commitment.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to make that commitment for her.
Yeah. So going to get a blessed / dedicated at some point.
Yeah. It's also nice because it means we can properly, formally give her godparents.
Yeah.
And her guardians and stuff. And it's a pie.
It's The party, party, party.
To celebrate you.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. If you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
So, on to highs, lows, and funnies.
Yeah. And we've got a chuntering baby.
Yeah. What do you want to start with?
I'll start with my funny. This week, she's been gaining control of her hands, she's mesmerized by them. However, she's not got control of her fingers. So she often tries to squeeze them together and it results in the middle finger just popping out. But then she also stares very intently at her hand and beyond her hand. Ruining my story, baby girl. Would you sit? So it looks like she's just swearing at you because she'll just pop a middle finger and look straight at you. So we got a very good photo while she was with my mum where she was just staring through her finger at me. Staring through her middle finger. Okay, baby girl's going for a feed. So that's my funny. Middle finger baby.
Yeah.
Just swearing at people. She looks so intent as she does it.
She does, yeah. She smiles.
Yeah. And she just pops that middle finger up.
It's like when she does a bit of sick, when she holds it in her mouth and then smiles and then just lets it out. That's just a sick, just sort of like waterfalls out her mouth.
Baby, what do you want? We've just changed your nappy. There's booby there.
That's it. She's getting tired, so she's getting a bit. I don't know what. So my low and funny are kind of together then.
Is there any way that you can keep it quiet?
What do you want?
We can just put it in your mouth for a chew.
I'll just really shove her onto the.
Drown her in milk. Boopy drowning.
I was feeding her. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was like Sunday or something. And suddenly, my God, she just like bit down something on my nipple and it was such searing pain. And she doesn't think she's got teeth yet, but it felt like she bloody had teeth. It was like, you were in the room, weren't you? And I saw really loudly. Because it was funny, but it really hurt. And again, she just sort of went, she was shocked at the noise I made, sort of popped up and looked at me and then sort of smiled.
I have enjoyed that, how she's mastered the sort of pop-off roll and look.
Yeah.
So now if she's kind of had enough feeding and we're trying to feed her for whatever reason, like maybe, for example, you've come back with a full boob.
I'm like, please take that baby.
And she's just like, she just keeps like popping off, rolling around.
That's what she's doing right now.
Or if I come into the room and she wants to see what's going on, she'll just pop off, roll her head around and look really curiously.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, it was mainly funny, but it did really hurt. So that was fun, wasn't it?
So my low and funny.
I'm glad we got funny though. This is good.
Was her her new weird breathing, where she just decides to, I think, stop breathing.
Oh god, that's
she?
The other day. It sounded like she was sort of choking, and we're like, "Are you okay?" And so she's like, "She's fine." But
then she'll just start breathing normally for like 10, 30 seconds, and then do it again. Seems like she's started realizing that she can control how she breathes. And
she's also still a bit snotty, I think.
I thought she was just having fun holding her breath.
Maybe. In which case, let's not do that. That's not fun. As you start sleeping by yourself in your cot, mum and daddy will have a heart attack. But yeah, it's very weird, just that.
So that was my low funny.
It's your heartbreak going, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we're like, fuck's going on? I was getting ready to really clap her back.
Yeah, me too. I was like, ooh. Oh no, it's fine.
And then she just starts breathing again.
Mum and daddy on their toes. Okay. Then what is your high?
No, you've got one to go. You can't.
I did a funny low. That's my combi.
So you just combied them.
I've combied
them. That's lazy.
I don't really have a proper low this week.
Oh, classic. You always do this. Come out like some fucking positive mother.
I'm not, but like, I just think we've been really lucky with her.
We have, yeah. But just bitch about mundane.
We can bitch about her hair if you want.
Golem hair that you got.
Yeah, like most neighbours, she's got like random bits of hair, bits have rubbed off, bits have gotten really long, bits have only started to grow in. So she's got real patchy. She's got sort of a really bad rugby player mullet, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the vibe, but she doesn't want to watch it. So there you go. I can be my low if you want. I just bitch about a haircut. We might as well get a little pitching in now so she can understand us. Because then we'll have to slag off behind her back.
So what's been your high then?
My high. I really enjoyed how, like, she's been talking for a while, but this week her talking seems to have changed quite a bit. She started doing sort of more like sort of meowing, mewing, sort of like quite cute little noises. Not a lot she's doing.
She's going to spit up some of the cottage cheese. So.
All right. I'll hold a bit like this.
Yeah, so she's definitely decided that she's started, she's learned to change how she speaks in the words.
Yeah, we have a lot of variation in noises now. So I thought that's been really sweet. It's been nice.
That's been fun.
I can't do them, but she's very cute. What about you? What's your high been?
Low first.
Okay.
I think yesterday was a bit frustrating because I was like, I'm kind of meant to be working, but at the same time, I had to try and make sure that everything was tickety boo because you weren't in a good mood, were you? So I wasn't able to work and leave you with your granddad because you weren't. You weren't too happy yesterday. You weren't in your most pliable of moods. So that's frustrating. And then my high, I think I've just enjoyed being back more because it means that I see her in the, you know, we spend time in the evenings, in the mornings, and there's just a lot more family time rather than just our family walks.
Yeah.
So do you want to do your skiddly bop bop and then we can get out of here before baby kicks off properly?
Skiddly bop bop, skatcha.
I like how you, the last bit, the sketch up bit, you moved away.
It's like when you get these singers and they go, I'm kidding, time professional musician. So this week we've had.
I'd like to apologise for all those noises that have deafened you through your audio, through your headphones.
We've had quite a lot of explosive poos, haven't we? Some big old poos. I think that the top one this week has to be, I can't remember what outfit she's wearing, but we're just having a feed on the sofa and she sort of did a little wriggle and then and this big poo came out. But it didn't seem that big. And then I felt my hand getting a bit wet holding her behind. I was like, oh, it's obviously leaked a bit. And it turns out I'd gone all over her back and it even gone into her ear. I don't understand how she managed it. We got poo in the ear. It was all at the neck, in the ear. I was in reals on the first clean. So I sort of picked her back up again and I was sort of like, I've got poo on me still. And she had all over her shoulder and in her ear.
That's very impressive.
It was very impressive. It was real forced. Because it didn't feel like it was that forceful. But we've had quite a few sort of explosive poos this week. We had one last night when we were going around doing our little weekly poo shop, which was in the poos. And I thought I could smell poo. But sometimes I did smell like poo. No. So I wasn't sure if I said poo on me somewhere. And I got you to smell a bum, but you couldn't smell anything. And it turned out she had gone for a poo, and then it leaked through everything. That's why it was a really liquidy poo, isn't it? So it was like the nappy seems to hold in like the solids of the poo.
Yeah.
And it's released.
It's like a bit like one of those juicing cloths.
Like a shitty piss.
It's like a juicing cloth.
Not technically sketchup, but she's done some weighty nappies this week, hasn't she?
She has. They've been
should we start weighing them?
Started throwing some just so that you can feel the weight.
But there was that one that you did throw because you thought it might splat.
Yeah, there was so much one morning that I wouldn't. Usually we'd bundle them out into a ball and sort of throw them on the floor in the corner of the room to be picked up in a big group of
nappies. Yeah.
Nappies, which sounds really disgusting to have a little corner full of nappies.
See, we
in
are
the bedroom.
Very disgusting. I'm not sorry.
But that one I wouldn't throw because I was, firstly, I couldn't see it like I do the others. And secondly, I thought that if I did, it would actually like splash.
Yeah. Well, I think we should start weighing.
I think
you
maximise your absorbency.
You know, people do like, you know, the height chart and you measure your kid against the wall. You look chart for
and
like
that,
the weight
that can be
nappies.
A new segment in our podcast. Heaviest
nappy of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Top Gear. You know, they have like their thing of like, who's driven the track fastest?
Especially once we start weaning, we can have smelliest nappy in terms of like, yeah. What
how
food
do,
was
how
it?
Do we measure that though? How do we measure a smelly nappy?
Oh.
How interested is Fatty?
Yeah.
Oh, she also managed to shit herself at registered anagrams. We hadn't given Mum a spare nap their outfit, had we? Then she'd sort of sit in like shitty clothes for a little bit. She didn't care. But, you know, not ideal. Just telling you what to do. No. All right, we're done now. We'll sign off for the week. Baby's distressed. Have a lovely week. Catch you at week 21.
Oh, and baby's going swimming this afternoon. We'll be able to update you on that. Often we say we're going to update you on things, and those things don't happen, and so they don't feature in the next week.
It might not happen still. We've not got her in, so it may not be swimming.
So we're going to try swimming. We may not talk about it next week, or we may manage it, and we still may not talk about it next week.
It might be too hungover.
Who knows? Let's see what happens next week. Stay tuned.
Bye.